recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here's your homily highlight now from Monsignor Gerard O'Connor.
Today we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost, the 50th day after the resurrection, the 10th day after the ascension of the Lord. And today we come to the end of the Paschal season, the end of Eastertide. Today we will extinguish, after this Mass, the Paschal candle, and it will be removed from the sanctuary and placed back at the baptismal font, only to be lit again when we have a baptism or a funeral. And the significance of that is to remind us that we, on this day, the birthday of the Church, we are the light of Christ in the world. We're supposed to take this light of Christ and witness to the gospel out into the world. And that's what happened today on the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles and they go out to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And think about that. That's what happened. Those 12, 11 frightened men in a little room in Jerusalem, frightened of the Jews, that they would get the same treatment as their Jesus did. And then all of a sudden, they go out and witness this gospel and take it to the ends of the earth. And from the very beginning, face those terrible persecutions of the early Christians. And we say, of course, that this is the Holy Spirit who comes this day and ignites the church, sets the church on fire, and gives the church this ability to go out and witness to Jesus Christ. Also on this day, we're reminded about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives, of course. As baptized Christians, the Holy Spirit dwells in our souls. But more precisely, more theologically correct, it's the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We often just refer to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but theologically, it is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that dwell in us, the triune God, because we cannot separate the three of them, of course. But we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit being the love between the Father and the Son. And remember, in our Lord's own words, if any man will love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our home in him. So there we are, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, each and every one of us in our souls. So here's a very simple point about the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity in us, and it is this. We can never remove the connection of God with each of us, of course, because it is that connection, that relationship between Creator and the created. However, we have this thing called sanctifying grace, which lives in our souls, and that we can destroy. We can eliminate that. And therefore, our union with God is disconnected, if you like. And this sanctifying grace is banished from our souls when we commit sin, when we choose something over God, something instead of God. This grace, this supernatural good that we have in our soul is eliminated, is banished. And thus, we cannot totally remove our relationship from God because of that creator-created creature relationship. We can remove that grace, and we do it when we sin. When we have serious sin in our lives, we banish sanctifying grace from our souls. Not only sanctifying grace, but charity as well. Charity being love itself, God himself. We banish God from our souls. We banish the virtues and all these other spiritual goods. So, if we think about the cardinal virtues, faith, hope, and charity, if we banish charity from our souls, only faith and hope remain. Faith, because it makes sense in your own life. You can go and sin. You can make a choice of evil over God, right? But it doesn't mean you lose your faith immediately anyway. You can still believe in God, but say something like, yeah, I believe in God, but I don't believe he's, you know, that type of God, or I believe he's this sort of God. So you can have some faith. The faith is not banished when we live a life of sin. And hope is not banished from us either. Because we can still hope in conversion. We can still hope in repentance. We can still hope in God's mercy. But when we live in sin, we banish charity from our souls, along with that sanctifying grace. And that is a problem. When you think about it, if we're going through life with no grace in us, with no indwelling of the Blessed Trinity, if we're just creatures of a Creator and not living a life in the Blessed Trinity, then there's something wrong. We're not going to get it right at all. How many people have come to me over the years and said, you know, I get nothing out of prayer. I'm really dry. I don't see any point in it. I don't like the sacraments. I don't think about spiritual things. I just, crack on with life, and it's sort of like life's a bit miserable for me. And one of the first questions I'll ask is, when did you last go to confession? And they say, oh, yeah, 8th grade, 20 years ago, 50 years, something like this. I'm like, hey, it's not rocket science, I'm not a genius. But the chances are you may have fallen into grave sin. And if you've chosen a life away from God, then you've banished sanctifying grace from your soul. The Trinity is not fully not fully indwelling in you. You are a creature of the Creator. That is your relationship now, instead of being an adopted son and daughter of the Blessed Trinity, who dwells within you, who fills you with sanctifying grace and allows you to live this life in Jesus Christ and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, who gives you virtues, who gives you sanctity. So there's the answer right there, is that the Lord doesn't want us to live apart from Him. He doesn't want us to be not filled with the Blessed Trinity, filled with the Holy Spirit. So what's the answer? That's simply put, there it is in today's gospel. Peace be with you. Whoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whoever sins you detain are detained. He left us the sacrament of reconciliation. He gave the authority to forgive sins to His apostles on that day when He appeared to them in the room. And there it is. That's it. That's the sacramental economy, or the economy of grace. We fall out of grace with the Lord. He fills us back up with grace by the sacrament. So that sanctifying grace that we rid ourselves of by sin is given back to us through sacramental grace when we go to confession. There's the answer. It's really good news. Really, really good news. Because the Lord died for our sins once and for all, right? But He knew we would sin again, all of us, at some point, and He leaves us the remedy. Whoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whoever sins you detain are detained.
And that's Monsignor Gerard O'Connor, rector at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Portland.